We celebrate the day of our birth. We take note of when we begin school, when we graduate, when we marry. Significant changes, such as the change of residence or occupation. But there is one event that stands out that is far greater than any other because it involves not only the here and now, but also eternity. And that is the time when we become a Christian. But what does it mean to be a Christian? Such information is profitable to those who may be considering becoming Christians, and it should be of benefit to a young Christian who takes note of the stand he has taken for the Lord. It should benefit the older soldier of the cross as he reflects upon the commitment he has made and the years of service that he has rendered. To be a Christian means to be saved from sin. God forgives when one obeys the gospel and becomes, thereby, a Christian. The idea is adequately expressed in Ezekiel 18:21-22. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed, and keep all my statutes, and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgression that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him in his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Romans 6:17-18, But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. Since your past sins have been forgiven, God will look upon you as if you had never sinned. They are forgotten and forgiven and remembered against you no more. Hebrews 10:17, And their sins and their iniquities will I remember against you no more. Romans 4:7-8, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. To be a Christian means that you have a new relationship with God. In Romans chapter 8, The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. 2 Corinthians 6 tells us, Wherefore come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. And in this new relationship, there are spiritual blessings. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. To be a Christian means that you have fellowship with God. You are one of his children. You are one of his companions. Hebrews 13:5, I will in no wise fail thee, neither will I in any wise forsake thee. To be a Christian means that you have the privilege of prayer. You pray to the Father as a son. James 4:8, Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. As Peter wrote, As a Christian you are now under his watchful care, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Being a Christian means that you no longer belong to yourself, if you ever did. Christians belong to God. We're to be living sacrifices, Romans 12:1. After all, we've been purchased by the awesome price of the blood of Christ. Paul said, What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? And ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And again Paul wrote, For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also, he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. You see, friend, as a Christian, we belong to deity. Paul wrote, And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. God has provided a ransom for us. And that ransom was Christ, Matthew 20:28. Peter says we were redeemed but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:19. Being a Christian means we cannot do just as we please, but that which pleases the one to whom we belong. While he has lifted from us the burden of sin that we cannot carry, we do assume his yoke. Matthew 11:28-30. That means that everything that we do in life, in work, in play, in worship, at home, away from home, whatever and whenever, his will must be the governing factor of our existence, because we do not belong to ourselves. We certainly no longer belong to Satan. We belong to God through Christ. To be a Christian means you have a new life. Paul wrote, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." And again he wrote in Ephesians 4, "That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which, after God, is created in righteousness and true holiness." Romans 6:1-6 teaches that we have been raised to walk in newness of life. Our old man, that's the old man of sin, it's crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Friend, that's the same as the new birth of which Jesus spoke in John chapter 3. The extent that this new life is different from the former one depends in part upon how wicked the previous pre-Christian life was. For some, there is a very noticeable difference. For others, who may have been living a moral life, there may not be such a notable difference. For a man like Cornelius, there would be not so much a change in his manner of living as that of a man like Saul of Tarsus, who was making havoc of the church. It is obvious that the Corinthians, however, who became Christians, had to make tremendous changes. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. It is not always easy to leave the old paths of sin, the old sinful habits and practices. It is not uncommon for the one who comes to Christ to become the target of ridicule and temptation by former associates in sin. But because God has forgiven past sins, having become a new creature, he must have the resolve to no longer walk as he formerly walked. Paul exhorts putting away the old man of sin, striving for the more excellent way. One of the blessings the Christian now enjoys is the assurance that God will not allow temptations to come that cannot be overcome. 1 Corinthians 10:13. For this reason we can say with Paul, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." To be a Christian means that you have entered into a happy life. Becoming a child of God is a time of great joy. Even so, being a Christian may at times mean persecution and hardship. How can one say being a Christian then means happiness? The kind and quality of happiness to which we refer may better be classified as inward joy. Happiness is often dependent upon what's happening. But the joy that belongs to those who are Christians is not disrupted by what's happening. There is an inner peace within oneself. He has the knowledge that he is at peace with God, and this is the peace that passeth understanding. Philippians 4:7. The fact that we are children of God, and we know that there is an inheritance awaiting that will not fade but is reserved, gives us this great hope. It gives us joy that did not and could not exist before we became Christians. Now, we do not wish to convey the idea that everything in life will be forever lovely and easy. Not so. Such is not the nature of service to God through Christ. But we shall know the benefits of doing good for others. We come to understand that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Little wonder that it is more profitable in Christ, and that we are admonished, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Philippians 4:4. The Christian's attitude toward persecution and hardship is a great variant from that of the non-Christian. Jesus said, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And again we read, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that, when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. 1 Peter 4, verses 12 through 16. Now there are many other points that could be listed, but this will suffice for this lesson. In brief summary, what does it mean to be a Christian? It means you've been saved from your past sins. It means you're not your own because you've been bought with the price of the blood of Christ and you belong to God. It means that you've been ushered into a new way of living, a life that is designed and destined to bring you genuine and inward spiritual happiness and blessing, even in the face of hardship. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.